What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed, and you're listening to Stan, Ro, and Camus on the SGP Podcast. Shut up, Camus!
Are you ready? Listening to the SGP Podcast.
You are listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the SGP Podcast. Stan C and Raf Camus together at the Balay. No Ro Moran as he is busy being an adult. We're also recording this pretty late in the week. It's a Friday afternoon. And that's because we're accommodating some special guests for this week on the podcast.
They flew in. They flew in just for this. No, they didn't. I mean, they flew in late earlier this week.
Yeah, flew back home.
Flew back home earlier this week. They haven't been in Philippine soil for more than a week. And, well, they're here to tell their WrestleMania story.
Yes, so they are our friends, and you may recognize them from the Philippine wrestling community. They are part of my WrestleMania crew.
Your mini crew.
Yeah.
They're part of your stories, and I realized that when we were doing pre-prod for this, there's still a lot of stories that you haven't told.
Oh, yes, yes. I had to save them for when they would come on the podcast. So this should be very, very fun. Really excited to bring them on, and we'll get to that in a bit. But first, how are you feeling, Camus? Because from the last Carlo show, it looked like you're not in good spirits.
No, I am not, sir. But, you know, that's all leading up to Destino, which is happening this Sunday. Let's get the plug out, like, at the very top of the show.
Yeah,
Destino
sure.
is happening this Sunday, 2 p.m., at the PowerMax Center Spotlight at Circuit Makati. Tickets are still available. And by the time you get to hear this, we're about to cut off our, you know, our usual reserve your tickets for friends and stuff. But, yeah. Social-wise, I am not happy. I am... You make your official segment debut?
Well, no. I've been at...
No, because that was a surprise. Before. That was a surprise segment.
Does it really matter?
Well, still, it makes me happy that, you know, we, the Carlo Show, gets to be put together every month. And
monthly
know,
na lang ba siya?
Monthly, halos.
Okay,
halos
monthly. I had this idea and it was like a weekly or a bi-weekly.
If we could be being the elite, I wish, but no, man, it's too much effort. It really is. But, you know, we put together this show. I personally am not in great shape. None of us are in great shape. It's not a happy episode.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Well, I know what you're bitching about. You're not going to be part of that monster main event, that 10-person tag team
match
at Destino.
Me.
Yeah. I too, am disappointed that you will not be main eventing a show.
I am also disappointed that, you know, there are stakes for Mr. C as well in the Chris Panzer versus Ken Warren match.
Yes.
They get a 5-minute match with you at Revolution X.
Yes, for the winner. So that should be a high-stakes encounter. At Destino, we also have the MSG match against JDL and Bolt, which was revealed earlier this week.
Bolt, what is this? There's no official tag team name for this yet, no.
Now JDL has been pushing it as the Lightning Bolt. Hey, your reaction, not mine. So there, that's just a taste of what you can expect at PWR Live Destino this Sunday.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about, stuff that happened in the ring, outside of the ring. So
I just want to get this out for everyone who is listening. There's one thing we won't be talking about. Spoilers for Endgame.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to spoil Endgame. We actually debated here before we started recording. Oh, are we going to talk about it? Are we going to process our feelings? And we ultimately decided that not enough time has passed, number one. Number two, this is a very special case because it is quite literally the biggest movie of the decade.
Yep. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. You guys need to enjoy this spoiler-free and know as little as possible from what we know. Because we've both seen it. Rose seen it. We've talked about it amongst ourselves, but we're not going to talk about it with you, so this is a safe space. Carry on.
Yeah. We're not going to be a glass case of emotion right here.
Okay. Not today.
Not today. Let's start off with SmackDown, because the biggest thing to come out of the blue brand this week is the Kevin Owens turn. And a lot of people have been saying, yeah, I called it. Yeah, you know, that's very consistent with Kevin Owens' character. He always turns his back on his friends.
it's a recurring theme at this point. And mm-hmm. I really like the fact that it's so recurring that there are memes about it, that there are therapy sessions with every person, Sami Zayn, El Generico,
Chris Jericho,
The New Day. Who else has he betrayed? Corino, he's betrayed Corino. He's betrayed Colt Cabana. He's betrayed many a friend along his way to the top. And at this point, I'm just like, you know what? Par for the course for the guy. And in spectacular fashion to end SmackDown Live this week.
There are reports coming out from the dirt sheets that the reason why they pulled the turn on Kevin Owens as soon is because there really is no heel challenger for Kofi Kingston right now, especially because Daniel Bryan is still injured with an undisclosed ailment.
It's a big question mark at this point. Na parang, you would think that the logical choice is Daniel Bryan, but Kevin Owens, who has been set up as this sort of safety valve in the event that Daniel Bryan can't go, as early as when was this? Right before WrestleMania, diba? When he came back. When he came back a little earlier than people expected. And when I saw all of that go down and he was being the goody two shoes ish guy, I'm just like, you know what? Something's afoot here.
No, so magaling naman si Kevin Owens. Like whatever role he finds himself in, whether he's on the very first match or main eventing for the top championship, I have full confidence that he can deliver. And he's a master storyteller, so I'm really excited.
He's a master actor at that also.
Yeah.
It's something that not everyone gives Kevin Owens credit for. Na parang he is, as far as acting goes,
people acknowledge someone how good he is as an actor. I think people do recognize
that. It's like
that.
He's top tier. He's top tier, possible top tier all time. I would give that to him.
All right. The superstar shakeup, its effects, people have been feeling it. A lot of more names have been jumping ship. Among them, you've got Ricochet and Aleister Black going their separate ways. Sheamus and Cesaro going their separate ways. Cedric Alexander appearing on Raw now.
Yep.
Jinder Mahal back on SmackDown. Diba? Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas back on SmackDown. Not like anybody really gives a shit.
But Joe officially to Raw is the big thing coming out of this week.
Yes. And he figured in that triple threat match for the Money in the Bank qualifier alongside AJ Styles and Rey Mysterio. So it's kind of weird kasi yung nga Raw nga, diba? Pero yung mga nag-away-away, puro magkaka-brand naman. Like AJ, Joe, and Rey all came from SmackDown to Raw together. So parang same matchup, different lighting.
Different show.
Different show, different lighting. Yun lang.
It's no longer the land of opportunity, eh. So they have to do what they can, diba? It's one of those things that I don't mind the lack of freshness with the matchup because the match was so good.
Oh yeah, it was really good. That finish was excellent. Ray trying to drop the dime. Na salutin ni AJ, powerbomb on Joe, tapos Styles clash on Joe. Sabay pin kay Joe.
It's so good na parang I don't think I've seen it out of AJ in a while, and he doesn't bust out the Styles clash as often, so it's a special moment.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good. I'm also happy that AJ ultimately defeated Corbin to challenge Seth Rollins because we haven't really seen Rollins versus AJ.
No, we have not. No,
so that's fresh.
Not. That's fresh. And that's main event. Apparently, that's dream match caliber type stuff.
Yep.
And at this point, I can deal. It's not one of those matchups. I'm like, I'll take it. It's one of those matchups now. I didn't realize I wanted this badly.
Yes, this is the match we did not know we needed. So I am thankful for that. And I'm pretty happy with how Money in the Bank is shaping so far.
Actually, yeah, Money in the Bank is... I mean, the Money in the Bank match, when it does shape up, is going to be interesting given the landscape of both brands right now.
Yeah, so you have AJ and Seth, Kofi and Kevin Owens. Becky's two matches against the Charlottes.
The two Charlottes. Mm-hmm.
Lacey Evans.
Lacey Evans getting a championship without having actually done much would be outlandish. But if that causes her to force, if that does enough damage to Becky to force a drop to Charlotte, I'd believe it.
No, for me, I see it as really establishing Lacey as someone to boo. Someone to hate.
But we already hate her.
No, now you hate her even more. But she was annoying by just being the person that lalabas with her theme song and wouldn't do anything. And then her first storyline is for the championship right off the bat. So it's very Roman Reigns, or what we hated about Roman Reigns.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Pre-cancer.
Wait. Pre-Shield pa nga. Pre-Shield reunions. But okay, I'll give it to Lacey Evans. She knows how to get heat. But if she can hold her own in a match with Becky, then by all means, this is your in-ring debut, technically on the main show. I can live with this.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, next up, let's talk about Bray Wyatt.
This is the creepiest thing. This is the creepiest thing, man.
I think we all could tell naman na when the vignette of the buzzard in the box was playing, it would be Bray Wyatt related. We just didn't know any form. And yung swerve of that creepy buzzard in the box to the Firefly doll. Funhouse.
Yeah.
That swerve reminds me of Chris Jericho from early 2012. You remember yung mga creepy videos of the answer by an, or the savior or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, and then it's, you'd think, oh, it's Undertaker.
Oh, black and white side. There was a girl in a classroom or whatever it was, or a kid.
Yeah,
that
was weird.
That
was so weird and so on brand with Undertaker.
Yeah, and then biglang out of nowhere, Chris Jericho comes out and goes several straight weeks without having said anything in the ring. So, yung swerve na ganun, appreciate ko siya. But with Bray Wyatt, there's something very, very consistent pa rin with yung mythology niya.
Yes. The parang, it's not just the creepy names, the creep, parang, it's everything about this, even if it looks like it has gone full PG.
Yeah.
Still creeps you the fuck out if you've watched Mr. Rogers or Lamb Chop's Playhouse.
And even yung mga subtle signs like Mercy the Buzzard, diba? Clearly an allusion to Waylon Mercy.
Yeah.
Yung original inspiration for the Bray Wyatt character.
Yeah.
So you have all these things going on, and it's just really, really fun to see the Firefly Funhouse because it really reminds you of sad things or dark things that are packaged in a very happy manner. So if you know your music, think of Luca by Suzanne Vega.
Oh,
it's a very
man.
Dark song about domestic abuse.
That's presented in such a jolly way.
Yeah. So you know, una kong naisip when I saw the Firefly Funhouse. So now that I've seen the Firefly Funhouse segment as a whole, like, you know, just tying it back to yung attire that I used as Mr. C late last year, now I get the Mr. Rogers similarities.
Now you see what I was saying.
I can't unsee it.
Diba? It's so odd.
Yeah.
It's so odd. And he used, I don't know if it's like a last minute change that they added with the emergence of Umbrella Academy and the whole, you know, two things written on your hands.
No, I don't think it was an Umbrella Academy rip-off right then and there.
But
what's more impressive is the little things. Like, nawala ning Cajun accent ni Bray, if you notice. He had a very thick Cajun accent.
And then it just, poof, it's gone.
It's gone,
yeah. It's like, now he's like, hi, kids.
Oh, the way that he speaks, the way his cadence is very different. His delivery has changed.
And that's what makes it even more off-putting for me.
Yeah, yeah. Because like, you know this is going to go off the rails real quick.
And it's just like, there's no turning back from this. Eh. It's like, because this is more of a pivot than it is a 180. It's still creepy. It still could go supernatural. You know, it's very easily supernatural.
No, you know how there are some people who do yung mga career arcs on Reddit? Like, they have this thread where they track a person's career
from when
they debuts all the way until your current state, diba? For me, this is kind of like one of those things. I don't think this is an entirely new Bray Wyatt character. More of it is part of the larger connective thread.
And at the end of the day, parang if this is part of his evolution towards being, I don't know,
his best self,
his best life, his most successful self, I can take that.
Yeah, it's not for me. It's not yung parang kay Chavo when he went all Kerwin White.
Yeah,
and then went back. It's not that. Okay, let's move on to Dustin Runnels.
Officially no longer WWE talent.
Yes, and he has officially retired Goldust as a character as well. So very, very poignant and emotional video on Twitter. And it also led to him announcing that he is Cody's opponent at Double or Nothing.
Yes, this is big news for a lot of, you know, for a lot of people who always wanted to see the brother versus brother done right.
Yeah, I wanted to see this. Like, for me, this was a WrestleMania 2013 match.
Yeah. And
29,
this,
yeah.
This is one of those matches, cause I said, that has never been given the time, has never been done properly in the context of the WWE, but now that both brothers are out, you have, and technically Cody is running this show, you have the opportunity to give us something special.
Nitsaka, they're still both in wrestling shape. That was the biggest fear with Goldust, because there was a time when Goldust wasn't in wrestling shape. He had injuries, or, you know, he just wasn't in the best shape, period.
Yeah.
And then, now that he seems to have found a second, third wind even.
Fourth at this point.
And Cody is, you know, in the middle of his prime. It's something that's gotten me excited. Like, kind of like how, nung All In, I was looking forward to the Stephen Amell match.
Yes.
For Double or Nothing na, wala naman ako masyadong investment in the Elite. Wala akong masyadong investment in AEW.
Wala akong investment with BC as a whole.
Yeah, now I have a pull factor. Now there's something that is gonna rein me in, and that is Dustin versus Cody.
Yeah, and at this point, it's Facebook, YouTube official, and the fact that he's still going to do face paint makes me happy. Because,
yeah. Parang, ano ba to? Black Rain reference?
Yes, I was gonna go for that. But the thing is, at the end of the day, Dustin Reynolds is one of the best performers of his generation.
Full stop,
and can still go. He will be a WWE Hall of Famer. Full stop. Bet your money on it as a secondary non-headliner. But I do think that this is the best career move that he could have made.
At this point in the game, I guess. Yeah. Sobrang bloated ng talent in WWE. In fact, people are trying to request for their releases left and right. Luke Harper being one of them. And he did this last week, but this week the news came out that his request has reportedly been denied. In fact, his contract has even been extended 6 months. Kind of like what WWE did with Daniel Bryan and Rey Mysterio when they got injured. And there are reports from the dirt sheets na Luke Harper is being made an example. Or as an example.
Which could be perceived as petty.
Yeah, yeah. Especially
if they're not going to do anything with him, diba?
Especially considering that he is going to be 40 by next year. If his contract expires by then, who knows what shape he'll find his career in.
Because we did talk about it last week, na parang this guy has mileage.
Yep.
This guy has kids to look out for. And at this point,
yung pera naman kasi will be there. The contract is running, he will get paid. It's more of, he won't get to work where he wants to work.
Yeah, and it's like one of those things with wrestlers that does play into this, that I have been exposed to, that I think you not so much, but when you talk to some of these, you know, older wrestlers in our scene, in foreign scenes, on the internet, there's always this running clock. Eh? There are only so many bumps you can take. There are only so many, you know, matches you can do, so many death matches that you can do. And in his case, in Harper's case, he has gone through the gauntlet. He has hit so many of these milestones along the way, and the mileage is ridiculous. And the same goes for Dean Ambrose. Na parang, I know this week was officially the last match that he would wrestle.
Yeah, like the 56th last match he was going to have.
Yeah, but officially on the network, he said it, they gave him mic time, they sent him off, all well and good. But what kills me here is that Harper is one of those great hands that they have had, loyal soldier, and yet they can't give him this much because, what, they don't want him to go somewhere else?
No, like I said, it's really him being made as an example because of the discontent in the locker room. So
yeah,
not everyone can be as lucky as a Revival. Now, they requested the release reportedly, and then they get a Raw Tag Team title run. It doesn't happen to everybody. So it's very unfortunate. I thought the same thing would happen to Alexander Wolf. Yung pala, nanggagago lang siya.
Alexander Wolf
jacking the trend.
Oh God, that was good.
And
that
he did
good.
Pretty well, yeah.
And
so
I
he only said goodbye to the main roster. Now he's on NXT UK as of the tapings, and he has joined Ring Kampf 2.0 or
Imperium,
what they call themselves, Imperium. So it's going to be Walter, Marcel Bartel, or the former Axel Deiter Jr.
Yes,
Alexander Wolf and Fabian Aichner.
Aichner being the odd man out, but Aichner taking
he's
the role.
German, yeah.
Well, yes, but also he's not a Ring Kampf alumni.
Oh yeah, Walter isn't German either. He's actually Austrian.
Yeah.
So not that matters. But I'm excited for this. I don't really watch NXT UK, but I keep tabs on the big things that happened.
And this is one of those big things that moving forward will be fun.
Yeah, especially because they're probably going to be NXT UK's equivalent of the Undisputed Era.
Yes, and that potential matchup of the Undisputed Era versus
Imperium. Yeah, pwede pang War Games next year.
Would be fun if they make it to War Games with all the members intact, because that's something that came up on NXT this week.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later on because I'm going to save that for the pick of the week.
It's fun. It's fun stuff to see the cracks that they're showing in Undisputed Era.
Yep.
Right?
Let's round things out with a couple of quick hitters. The first is a couple of name changes on Raw once again. Bobby Roode is now Glorious Robert Roode.
It rolls off a little better.
Okay lang. Classy naman. The glorious Robert Roode sounds classier than the glorious Bobby Roode.
Yeah. More formal.
There is a Bobby Lashley. And Robert Roode has gone by his given name in the past.
Like, yeah.
After he reformed himself following Beer Money Inc.
Yes.
He was Robert Roode. Yeah, so
there was that.
I can live with this. It's just kind of jarring seeing Robert Roode with the porn stash. Like, when I saw him, una ko naisip si Joey Ryan for obvious reasons.
Yes, but also, they're trying to sign Joey Ryan.
Yes, that's also pretty weird. Like, he's one of the more non-WWE guys around, and I can't imagine him being in the WWE umbrella, like with a Pornhub endorsement. And
that's actually expired.
Okay, well, he can't do the Dickplex and the Booplex.
I think he still can.
No, not in the WWE. Kung yung war nga, ayaw nga ni Vince McMahon on the main roster, di ba? Yeah, they renamed them the Viking Experience, and now the Viking Raiders. Yeah, now if you look at yung survey from WWE.com, now they're being called the Viking Warriors.
So ano ba talaga? Which is better. I like Viking Warriors better.
No, you know what? I want that to be their gimmick. I want them to have a different name every single week. Let that be the running joke. I don't care. I mean, if they're that creative, then they can come up with whatever name they want for Ivar and Eric. They can come up with a new team name every goddamn week.
Maybe they can change their identities back and forth, and then Barnett's like, it actually becomes Trips versus Vince, and then they're the catalyst for Invasion 2.0.
I don't know, dude. I just want to see this be the thing now. The name gimmick nila, fuck.
But
the
they're still
lifestyle.
Vikings.
No, fuck that. Give them a different name every week.
It's been a rough week for Vikings, though.
Oh yeah, it has.
Yes, it has. Game of Thrones watchers know what I'm talking about.
All right, let's round things out with New Japan. I know you have a take on the announcement for Minoru Suzuki versus Jushin Thunder Liger.
This is tantalizing for me. No, it's one of these Tito Lolo matchups that people don't realize that they wanted, but now that it's being presented in front of them, oh boy, this could be fun. Because Jushin Thunder Liger just celebrated his 30th anniversary show. I think last week, over the weekend. And that was one of the things that, usually when you have one of these older statesmen have an anniversary show, it's done very properly. They get the dream match that they want. They get this young up-and-comer. And then they don't have to put the guy over, but the show is about them. It feels right. Na parang the right people are in the right place.
Okay, so for a non-New Japan watcher like myself, or for a casual like me, why is this match significant?
Well, it's a stylistic thing because Minoru Suzuki represents that shoot style. He is the gatekeeper. He was the he's one of the cornerstones of Fancrease, and he is he's the guy who opened the door for Ken Shamrock's, Dan Severn's, Brock Lesnar's of the world to be the brawler archetype with credibility. And then you have Jushin Thunder Liger, who is greatest junior of all time, full stop. One of the greatest high flyers in wrestling history. So you get these two innovators of two very different styles clashing for what is possibly the last time in their careers, and for the first time on an NJPW stage. Even with their advanced age, this is something that could main event, Wrestle Kingdom Night 1.
Mm-hmm.
If this was Liger's retirement match, if they would see it through all the way, which they're not, probably not.
Yeah, so mukhang one-off lang
to. One-off lang siya, yeah. But it's part of the Liger retirement tour. Because for those who watched the segment between the two, Liger is out there espousing the fact that what Minoru Suzuki is doing is not fighting. It is just brawling. It is senseless violence. And for Liger, who has always been a purist, wrestling purist, to put this out there, it's very endearing to the audience, especially the Japanese audience, to hear him talk about, this is our ring, this is a ring that we respect, wrestling is something pure, don't dirty it up with your brawling and your amateur style, very crass, style that he has been known for. He beats up anyone, and any amateur man with enough balls can punch a guy in the face, can kick a young boy in the head.
All right, so when is this match going to take place, and
we
how
don't
can
know.
People watch it?
We don't know yet. It hasn't been solidified yet. That hasn't been booked. Our speculation is at the next major show, which would be Wrestling Dontaku or at the end of the Battle of the Super Juniors, right. which both are coming up. So that should be fun.
Okay. That pretty much covers our wrestling talk, both in and out of the ring for the week. I mean, you know, we can say a lot of things about SmackDown, possibly having 3 hours later this year because of the move to Fox, and how they moved Andrade and Zelina Vega back there because of Fox Deportes.
Yeah,
you know, there's so much more to say about that. But,
and, you know, it's also Charlotte's on.
Well, yes.
There's that too.
But really quickly, I guess it's kind of sad because I like SmackDown being concise.
Yes.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
But if they do go back to 3 hours...
No, they never were 3 hours in SmackDown.
If they do go to 3 hours, I mean. If they do go to 3 hours, it might be a shame. And they've already lost Road Dogg.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I don't think we've covered on the podcast, but has happened since Road Dogg is no longer with SmackDown as head creative.
Yeah, head writer.
Head writer.
Yeah, and Dean Malenko has also reportedly quit WWE, pero hindi pa rin alam kung bakit. So he has been an agent with them for the last 8 years or so.
And he has been an excellent, you know, if you're ever going to have a mind backstage, Dean Malenko is one of them. So yeah. Yun lang, medyo saklap, pero let's see where it goes because nothing is official until confirmed.
Alright, that's going to wrap it up for our wrestling talk. And our guests are here, they're actually just chilling, so we might as well bring them on in a bit.
Kasi ang init sa labas eh.
Yes, we're going to talk about our experiences at WrestleMania, how they were quite literally the human personification of ages at one point, and how they basically balled it and lived it up in NYC.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte, and you're with Stan, Roe, and Raph on the SGP podcast. Woo!
We're sitting here with our very special guests, and I'm going to refer to them the name that we use on our little Facebook chat. They're my New York crew, because they were the friends that I basically roll around New York City with. Please welcome back to the podcast, Chris Panzer, and the love of his life, Sanyo.
Hi! Hello, good to be back.
I mean, they already know your voice, but hi.
Oh, yeah. Say hello, babe.
You may recognize her because she is a fixture at the local shows.
Has been a fixture since the MCS days, pa?
No, since the Fit Plus days. Actually, isang show lang naman yun. So, sa Fit Day.
Because you've been there. You're one of those day one-ish.
I am.
Genuinely
day
without
one talaga. Oh.
Yes. Day one talaga. Yeah. Like, nung time na... nagsistart pa lang sila stuff mag-training at AFP.
Yes, yes. You were passing by.
So like day one, it's just that I'm not a wrestler.
Yeah.
But I've been there since day one.
you have borne witness to all of of everything.
I am.
Bakita mo yung progression from garbage bag curtains to actual curtains.
Yeah.
No electric fan to
aircon. From like 5 people to 100 and to a lot more people.
To more hundreds.
More hundreds.
Kasi hindi pa tayo makakasabi ng thousands.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly. But yeah, so how is it being back home? I'm sure you guys hate the heat as much as I hate it.
I do.
Yeah, I'm still sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
ang arte pakinggan. I'm sorry, pero ang init sobra.
No, like, I think regardless kung saan ka nang galing, mainit naman talaga ngayon eh.
Extra, mas extra yung init ngayon.
Mm-hmm. And sobrang nakakatawa kasi pag uwi niya, can you tell that story?
What?
Which one?
Paglapag namin ng plane.
Sa Manila.
Siyempre, we were wearing like, I am wearing turtleneck na top and then I'm wearing like pants and then leggings sa loob, warmers
and a red beret.
Tapos like pagdating namin sa Pilipinas with all the immigration stuff, the claiming of your bags, talagang nasabi ni Panzer is fucking Philippines. Kasi mainit.
Kasi naka-jacket ako noon.
Oh.
So parang malamig sa plane. Of course, malamig dun sa pinanggalingan namin. So pagdating dito, fucking hell, I'm sorry.
Mahal namin yung Pilipinas, pero ang init po talaga.
Ang init po!
Yeah, for context, yung siguro pinakamalamig nating day was WrestleMania, di ba? When the weather was like 4
it
degrees,
is.
5 degrees, tapos and babalik ka dito, 38.
And you know what's weird? It's so windy sa likod natin.
Oh, oh. Mm.
Like,
para may naka-number 3 na ano aircon sa likod natin.
Oh. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think all of us were wearing hats by the time WrestleMania was well deep into the show.
Yeah.
So, ganun kalamig. But let's backtrack a bit And I want to start this off by asking how you guys even got into the idea na, okay, we're gonna go to WrestleMania, we're gonna do this.
Hmm. Okay, Panzer has a better and interesting story of it.
Okay, kasi si Hub.
Si Hub may kasalanan!
Hi, Hub!
Hello, Hub, yes.
Shout out to Hub Pacheco, our photographer for PWR. Mm-hmm.
Our since good day friend. One.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
After one show, lumapit ako kay Hub kasi galing siya sa WrestleMania 34.
Yeah.
Kakalapag lang niya Pilipinas. So sabi ko, how was it, man? Paano experience? So, una niya sinabi sa akin, sabi niya, kailangan mong pumunta ng WrestleMania.
I think he said that to everybody.
Yeah, sinabi niya lahat with the plastic bag thing.
Pero,
may
we
WWE
felt special.
Oo nga, nung moment na yun, sabi ko, oh my God, it's my moment. Tapos yung pala lumapit si Ken, brother.
But you know, Hub makes everyone feel special.
Yeah. Yes.
There's that.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
So Ken Warren goes up to you.
Oh, sabi niya, brother, binigyan ako ni Hub ng plastic bag. Sabi ko, let me guess, kailangan mo pumunta ng WrestleMania. Oh, brother! Sabi ko, oh, nice.
In typical Ken fashion.
Anyway, yun nga. At that time, parang sa akin, shit, imposible eh. Like, mm-hmm. Fuck. Wala pa nga akong visa nun eh.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wala.
Yeah. And kuneto ko kay Za.
And me being the ever-supportive girlfriend, my first words were, alam mo, I think you should go.
Uh-huh.
Because it's your dream.
Yeah.
And parang we all know na if you're really a hardcore wrestling fan, it's like the holy land.
Yes.
WrestleMania, yes. Right? Mm. I mean, you all agree.
You all wanna go.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then,
ayun, lagi niyang pinipilit si Za.
Oy, grabe. Hindi
na naman pinipilit. I mean, pinipersuade. Kasi tulad nga ng sabi ni Hub, mas iba experience lalo na sa'yo as a wrestler as compared to him as a fan. Though, same naman yung feeling, pero...
It means
yeah. You need
just
to go there
a little bit
at
more.
Least once in your life. Mm-hmm. You need to experience it.
True. Uh-huh.
So, what was the first step that you took to actually make it a reality?
We fought.
How much fighting before
no,
you guys said
yes?
You
know, sometimes you guys are like so annoying. Telling na, I should go. Ay, pwede eh. I should go. And then, lagi mong naririnig yun.
So, atrasabante.
Atrasabante. So, parang ako, I mean, sorry, pero may money naman na available.
Yes. Kasi funds first, are not, funds yeah, were not the issue.
Yeah. So parang ako, nagpapabebeke eh. So parang there was this one time we were eating dinner and then sobrang hindi ko na kaya. I couldn't take it anymore and I had to ask him na, ano ba? Tutuloy ka ba or hindi?
Around when was this? Parang if you could... Month-wise?
I think
June.
No, kasi we were preparing for visa already.
Ah, okay. So,
I think May. March, May of 2018.
Okay. May,
of last year.
Yes. Mm. And then, he was really iffy. Na, no, I don't have funds. Tapos parang, oh, bullshit. Alam na natin, hindi naman issue yung funds.
Mm.
And then, yun nga, parang away. Petty fight lang naman. It's
yeah.
not
yeah.
like
it's
a
not,
big
it's not
of an
serious.
Issue. Yeah. But it's just annoying for me. And then ito, may magaling kaming kaibigan na nag-message kay Panzer.
Are we going to say which friend?
Wait up. Yung pag-build up ng story
ko. Build up muna.
So we have this one annoying friend na sabi niya, brother, I heard pupunta
ka
na New York.
Obvious naman kung sino kung sinabi ng brother.
Tapos, parang we were actually waiting for a sign. Actually siya, si Panzer.
Either or, you know, Panzer, we know it's
yeah.
him.
And then this guy who approached Panzer was the last sign we were waiting for. And dun 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 dun! He's here in front of me.
Yeah. So I found out na you had the intentions to go from Hub. Kasi sabi lang niya, oh, you know, Panzer might be going also, you might want to go together para at least magkakasama kayo.
So kasalanan din pala ni Hub.
Yeah, it was really Hub pulling the strings.
So it's Hub's fault. Hub is
really
the puppet
motion.
Master.
Yeah, he set it in motion.
Hub, siya yung mastermind nito.
And then, nung minessage ni Stan, si Panzer, parang sabi niya na, he got too excited that he called me and then he was literally just saying, yes, we're doing it. Parang ako, ano, hindi ko gets, ano yung we're doing it, ano yung gagawin natin? And then, parang, in-explain niya nga, basta may pinag-usapan kayo noon na parang last hurrah of, I don't know, ano ba yung hurrah na yun?
I mean, like, for me, it was the last big adventure before I turned 30, because I'm 29.
Oh. Yeah.
So, yun yung last big hurrah that you're probably referring to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, ewan ko kayo yung nag-usap noon. So, parang sabi ni Stoff na, okay, let's do it. And then, first parang hurdle ng challenge na yon is the visa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we both have, I mean, we don't have visa at that time.
Okay.
First timers kami. Mm-hmm.
Both.
Both.
Yes.
So, okay, how do you go about preparing it? Kasi diba normally yung problema na naman dyan is ano eh, showing the embassy na hindi ka mag-TNT when you get
there. Ako research.
Yeah. Yes. Todo research talaga.
Todo para akong mag-thesis defense. Like, nag-research talaga ako. Because I don't want to waste money. I mean, yeah. It's $160. And at that time, the
for
dollar
just
rate...
just to apply.
Yes,
just to apply. And at that time, yung dollar rate was like 53.
Yes, mataas na nga.
Mataas. So, parang... nung kinoconvert ko siya sa isip ko, I don't want to waste money. And at the same time, syempre, your hopes are like getting high na, oh my God, mag-America ako. Pero at the same time,
for a few weeks.
Yes. At the same time, ayaw mo ma-heartbroken. So, tagang todo research ako. Nagbasa ako ng blogs, nanood ako ng vlogs, tanong ako sa friends ko, and also, I prepared a lot of documents na kahit isa, hindi naman tinignan sa embassy.
Because when you went there, you just said, hi, we're going to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Ayun talaga sinabi, yung mag-WrestleMania.
Oh, oh.
That's all you need
yung
to say.
Yung purpose of visit daw eh. So, oh. We're gonna watch WrestleMania and okay. Other wrestling shows.
Okay.
At alam nyo ba na brinief ako na sobrang istoff? Mm. Na this is what's happening, ito yung wrestlers, ito yung papanoorin mo, ito yung sasabihin mo. And
kasi
this
is
like,
medyo outdated, kasi medyo 2006-ish days pa siya nanonood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for.
Parang, so, you're not current, but you're very current with PWR.
Yeah.
Which is what matters.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but yes. Not at the embassy. Like, they don't know shit about PWR naman.
It's just like, hi, we're going to WrestleMania. Ito yung jowa ko. Wrestler siya.
At saka feeling ko parang medyo unbelievable for me na babae manonood na wrestling. Well, yun yung impression ko.
Okay.
Para dun sa nag-i-interview sa akin.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
But then it turned out, wrestling fan din siya. Kasi he got too excited when I said na manonood ako ng WrestleMania. Tapos tinanong niya ako, okay, sinong lalaban? Para ako, oh.
Kasi katabi ko yung booth niya eh. Sabay kaming pumasok.
Yeah.
And then it's one-on-one.
Ito kasi yun. Pagdating ko sa booth, may titignan ako. May babae, may lalaki. Sabi ko, shit, mukhang assertive yung lalaki. Sabi, yeah. I'm gonna choose the girl. Siya naman. Kaya mo na yan. And yun nga, nung si Abe, I'm gonna watch WrestleMania. Oh yeah? Who's your favorite wrestler? I was like, oh shit.
Chris Panzer!
Sino sinagot mo?
Eddie.
Okay.
Well, okay. Which is also par for the course. But,
yeah.
Who's your favorite wrestler? Chris Panzer! Yan yung tamang sagot!
Yeah. Who's that? He's next door?
It's my boyfriend.
Yes. Pero yun nga, parang tinanong nila ako, and then buti na lang, I think I got the best excuse na ang sabi ko, hindi pa sila naglalabas ng match cards.
Okay, yeah,
which is true.
So parang, pero like, nakikita ko sa mukha niya na gina-judge niya talaga ako. And then, nung time na ito pa, side kwento lang, nung time na nag-apply kami for visa, I've got friends who got denied.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then there were people in front of me who got denied.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Na umiiyak na.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just imagine yung tension na nararamdaman ko at that time.
Wait, and then, so you were told right then and there na approve or deny?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's how fast it is naman talaga. If in cases where, you know, it's not complicated na parang you don't have, parang, okay, we need you to come back this day with more
documents. So talagang hard yes, hard no, ganun
yes.
Na.
Yes.
In cases like this, in tourism cases like
okay,
this.
Okay, okay.
And then, so yung pressure na sayang yung pera ko, sayang yung punta namin and everything, at the same time, because I could actually feel na yung excitement from Panzer na manonood siya. It's like his dream to watch. So, yung pressure sa akin na, oh my God, I have to ace this or I need to get that yes. Yung parang ganon. Oh, oh.
So, ano yung feeling when you finally got the yes?
Oh, shit. I'm going
to WrestleMania.
Exactly.
Point to the sign.
Pero hindi pa nagtatapos din yung kwento.
But, meron pa?
Yes. Kasi during yung preparation na with the tickets, with the
accommodation, yes.
Yung kung saan kami titira, kung paano namin, paano pupunta doon, kasi it's in New Jersey and then parang sa New York namin gusto magstay, eh wala nga kami background to anything about transportation do sa trip na yon. So sobrang hirap niya, a lot of preparation, a lot of stress na na-feel namin.
Mm-hmm.
And ang daming nangyari. Ang dami talaga. Parang every time na may sasabihan kami na friend
yeah.
na pupunta kami sa New York,
yeah.
something would came up na yeah. parang mapapaisip kami na, oh my God, itutuloy ba natin or hindi? May mga ganon. Or ewan
okay.
ko, baka praning lang ako.
So, the three of us would form this chat group, yeah, where we would mm-hmm. correspond for everything from the pre-trip preparations,
mm-hmm.
yung mga paranoid questions, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we started planning yung mga pagbili ng tickets, diba?
Yeah.
Like, we would be on the lookout for the pre-sale codes, the
mm-hmm.
pre-sale times. Like,
mm-hmm.
we would be online all at the same time, at least sort of five times just to buy the tickets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Minsan mag stay up late just to make sure na aabot
yeah.
sa sale times.
Mm-hmm.
So, was that stressful for you guys? Kasi for me, that was pretty stressful.
Yeah, super. Oh. Kasi there was one time, so nagising ako mga 5 or 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I had a batchmate na mahilig pala sa wrestling, nakatira siya sa States. And then, nagpost agad siya, I got my tickets from for WrestleMania. Parang pre-selling?
Pre-sale.
Yeah. Pre-sale. So parang ako, ayan na, shit! Parang stand! let's get
wake
it now!
Up,
oh. Kasi alam kong na uubos din siya eh.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Saka I think tama ba na pag hindi ka nakakuha ng tickets, mas magmamahal.
Yes,
yes.
Yung second hand market.
Kahit hindi yung pre-sale, kahit
yeah.
parang ganun yung explanation mm-hmm. mo sa akin mm-hmm. before.
So the way Ticketmaster works is they sell it at the base price, pero the more demand for it, the more the demand, tumataas din yung price.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos nagiging secondary market din siya. And then there are other secondary sellers also outside of Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya tumataas at tumataas. So,
mm-hmm.
for reference, the tickets we bought for Mania for section 128 na medyo maliting ring from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Pero malapit na tayo compared to like a lot of
yeah.
everyone else, diba?
You know what? One thing I noticed, kung ititinan mo siya sa camera, parang ang layo ng shots natin.
Yeah.
Pero yung sa atin, yung tayo mismo yung nakakakita, parang a little closer na siya than
yeah.
dun sa kuha ng cameras
I mean,
natin.
It's not like watching
yeah.
it on the network.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Parang it's not the viewpoint from here to there where you parang from your viewpoints, it didn't look so bad. And you know, you have the memories, you're
yeah.
together.
The energy of the crowd, all
yeah.
that.
Yung cost nun, yung WrestleMania ticket alone, I remember it being like $360
mm-hmm.
yeah.
with the taxes and the fees applied, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I would keep updating you guys. I would
mm-hmm.
check like a month later, 2 months later. Siguro mga a month before Mania itself, nag-triple yung price ng tickets na yun.
Yeah.
So, sobrang, ano rin, sobrang
mm-hmm.
kailangan prepared ka for the pre-sale, prepared ka for when the general
yeah.
public sale happens.
Yes.
So, tsaka another side kwento, I remember, kasi ako yung nag-book nun, I was asked by Stan and stuff na mag-book for the three of us.
Yeah, yeah,
yung
yeah.
card mo yung ginamit.
Oh, yung
yes,
card mo
yes.
yung ginamit. Ang naaalala ko nun is that every time na mamimili kami ng seats, nawawala siya.
Because it goes fast.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
It goes so fast, man.
So,
partida pa third world internet tayo.
Oo.
Oh,
mm-hmm. And I don't know how you did it, pero ang ganda ng seats na nakuha ni Stan. Like,
for
Mania.
For Mania.
Gitna talaga.
May camera ba? Or how did
no,
you know
no, no.
na?
What I did was, di ba pinakita niya sa akin yung diagram?
Mm-hmm.
And ako, I always had it in mind I wanted to face the stage. Yun lang
mm-hmm.
yung gusto ko, face the stage. Tapos, tinatype niya yung mga sections na available.
Mm-hmm.
I would Google it. You can actually Google search yung ano yung in-person view of a section.
StubHub.
No, not a StubHub.
Yeah.
But a quick Google search will tell you na.
So images,
oh.
diba?
Yeah.
Ito yung view
ito yung
from this
yes.
ano from this section.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So when I saw that, sabi ko, okay, 128 doesn't seem so bad. Let's get
mm-hmm.
that.
And sumakto, yun na yung last seats available eh. Kasi
yeah.
wala na sa iba eh. Yun na lang yung last
so, tatlo.
Yeah.
Tatlo pa siya.
So, meant to be talaga.
Oh, sakto.
Yeah.
Facing the
three
building,
seats
yeah.
facing the tron. And then pagdating pa namin, sakto, there was a roof over our head.
Yeah.
Eh, umuulan ng araw na yun.
Oo.
And everyone else, lalo na yung mga nasa bleachers, yun, nauulanan sila.
Man.
Galing.
Padhana.
Sobrang
mm-hmm.
meant to be yung tickets
galing,
namin.
Galing.
But okay, sige, that was Mania.
Mm-hmm.
Stan's already told this version of Mania and you know, we've all talked about it
okay.
already. Mania has come and gone. But, who, parang, Sa, were you also the one who booked the tickets for everything else?
Man, hati kami ni Stan.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah.
kasi, sorry, pero kami ni Panzer counted as one na kami.
Yeah.
So, it's either...
So, kung sino yung available.
Kung sino yung available.
Okay. To book the tickets, yeah.
yeah.
So, were you... You were there as well for every other show?
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Halos lahat ng napanood ni Panzer, pinanood ko din.
Okay.
Yeah, so the only show she wasn't at was Raw. Or
which both of you were
at Raw. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get to that later and we'll explain the things that happened. But I think we have to talk about the Edge story.
So when for a takeover, yeah. That's what I was trying to get to. Apparently, like, okay, there. And then, so...
Because that was her first day. Their first real day. So
first
medyo,
full day. Medyo lutang
jet lagged. Oh, lutang pa. Then we were going to watch Takeover. We met up at a Shake Shack along Midtown. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we went to Barclays together.
Uh-huh.
So we ate at McDo, and then after that, tumawid tayo. And to paint a picture, it was very dark and gloomy kasi umuulan buong araw.
Mm-hmm.
Sobrang ginaw, sobrang bigat ng mga coats. And nung tumawid kami,
wait lang, para mas ano, in detail pa natin ikwento ng kung ano yung itsura natin noon.
Okay.
So dahil sa sobrang lamig niya, you know yung hands mo nasa loob ng pockets
so parang sa
kayo kung
kakonti kasi umaambon
eh. Yeah, so I was just trying to get inside, gusto ko lang sumilong kaya hands in the pocket na kayo ko ako.
And you're so parang
nagmamadali tayo nun
madaling,
eh kasi
siya.
Sa may side na tayo, nasa side tayo ng Barclays,
big steps niya.
So nagmamadali tayong pumasok sa loob.
So for people who haven't seen the outside of Barclays, it's a very gorgeous sight.
Yes.
And at the same time, you know, there's a lot of activity that does happen outside.
Mm-hmm.
And siguro for context, anyone who's ever traveled with me, I'm sure you guys know this by now, they know na mabilis talaga ako maglakad because I take big strides.
Tapos matangkad ka pa.
Yeah.
You have long legs.
Yeah, so like, you know, I apologize to anyone I've ever left behind because I walk too fast. But because I walked too fast, hindi ko napansin that you guys greeted somebody.
Ito kasi, may parating. Naka-leather jacket na maroon, matangkad, tas pogi.
Matangkad.
Long hair. With a woman with him.
So are you describing yourself?
And then, naglalakad sila. And then, titignan ko yung mukha niya. Sabi ko, this guy looks like Edge.
Yeah.
Tapos pagdaan, I was like, holy shit, he might be Edge. Hey, Edge! Tapos biglang lumingon siya habang naglalakad. Hey! Tapos ako, putangin na si Edge! Stan! It's Edge! Tapos si Stan, boom! Tumakbo bigla! Kasi iniwa kami.
Nakalimutan niya may friends siya, guys. As in, hindi niya tinanong saan.
Oo, biglang tumakbo
paano,
lang siya.
Sabi niya lang, as in, Edge! Tapos tumakbo.
To be fair, that is Stan's favorite wrestler all time.
Mm-hmm. Or one of, yeah. One
who
of.
Is still alive.
Yeah,
well,
still alive.
Well, sa nakita ko, sobrang niyang love na iniwan niya yung dalawa niyang kaibigan na talagang tumakbo siya. As in, I swear, hindi even glanced at us.
As in, habang nagpo-process yung utak ko, wala na si Stan. He's gone. So ako, sumunod ako. Oh, I'll take a video of Stan meeting Edge.
So, sorry, Rosisa!
Hindi, tapos ito.
Ako, iniwan nila akong dalawa. At big note ha, yung internet namin is tough. It's just one.
Yung pocket wifi.
Yeah, yung pocket wifi namin, sorry. It's just one. So, alam mo yun, kung
nawala ka.
Kung nawala ako, wala.
Yeah, may sabi dyan, may roaming naman. Turn on your radio. And bite the bullet.
Hindi, mag-guilty kayong dalawa na iniwan niyo akong...
And then, surprisingly, si Stan lang yung lumapit kay Edge. As in, yung mga... marami ng tao eh. Lahat lang sila na starstruck. Like, you're Edge!
Yeah.
Tapos si Edge lang, yeah. Tapos dumidiretso lang. Tapos nung nag-picture na si Stan.
Hindi ko to napansin. Kasi obviously, one track mind
kasi
ako eh.
Pinapanood ko lang kayong lahat eh. Kasi gusto ko itong videohan. Kasi I know you love Edge.
Para siyang pagkain.
Yung mga tao doon, tumitingin lang. So, habang nagpipicture ka, sabi ko, teka lang, ako rin dapat sa picture. So, nang umalis sa stand, hinabol ko si Edge. Hello, Mr. Edge. Can I please take a picture with you? Tapos, naglalakad lang siya. Ang bilis si Edge. He had long legs too. So, parang siya, yeah, sure. Tapos, nanginginig kamay ko. Hindi ko siya makasya sa screen. I don't wanna, parang, invade his
personal space.
He might spear me or something.
So, he can't spear you. He's, if he does that, you know...
He's
gonna kill himself.
Yeah. And then, ayun, nag-picture lang na picture. As in, nanginginig kami ko. I just kept on clicking. Mm. But siguro after mga 2 seconds, sabi ko, hurry up, kiddo! Oh, yes. Sorry, Sir Edge. Okay, have a nice day, guys. Bye-bye.
The best thing, Sir Edge. Sorry, Mr. Edge.
Oh, Mr. Edge.
Until now, hindi ko siya ma-let go.
Because for those of you who don't know, Stoff is a very polite man. And, you know, when he meets people like that,
when I met Big Show,
yeah,
hello, Mr.
Big
Show.
Yeah, Mr. Big Show. That's right. I remember that. But parang siya, man.
And you know what's funnier?
Oh.
Is yung photo nilang dalawa.
Pangit.
half lang si Edge.
Kalahati lang mukha ni Edge, pati yung akin.
So parang face off.
Tapos yung mukha ni Edge, parang naka, ano, naka-connect. Parang, what you doing, boy? What you doing, boy?
Sino yung pinosa sa Facebook? Gag, so parang nakakatawa. So on yung kayong personal profile, yung caption was, we aren't friends.
Kasi may parang drift sa amin dalawa.
Okay, so that was sobrang fun. I know that, you know, you guys have a lot of these shared experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But you did a couple of things on Mania weekend that you didn't do with Stan.
Yeah, like meeting Shawn Michaels at WrestleCon.
Oh, yes. I had to meet him. He's like a... Sobrang idol ko eh.
Well,
sorry, Ken Warren, pero okay. let's share it.
You're allowed to share him, yes. The same way that I share Sami Zayn with other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So magkano yan? Magkano yung price ni Shawn Michaels? Kasi all the legends, iba-iba sila ng price, diba? Like
yes.
Ric Flair was over 100, Mick Foley was 60 for a photo, mm-hmm. autograph.
Sila Kevin Nash, 40, just yeah. photo.
RVD, 40 then photo and autograph. So iba-iba talaga.
Yeah.
So in the case of HBK, magkano yung rate niya?
Well, I purchased yung picture with an autograph.
Mm.
Okay.
So, ano siya? $150.
Utang ina.
Pero meron pa, yeah, may tax din, konti. And then yeah. meron din ano si Sean, like a, I think may parang, anong tawag doon? Photo op with Shawn yeah. Michaels. And then pag lahat ng,
professional.
Oo, lahat ng perks kinuha mo, I don't know, a hug with him or something. Umaabot siya ng like...
You paid for a hug?
No, I can't remember. Basta parang okay. ganun. Umaabot siya ng 300 plus, I think, or 400.
Wow! So you got... So basically, yung super deluxe. Mm-hmm. Yan yung kinuha ko.
Super deluxe.
Wait, plus so yung upsize. Yung basic or yung...
Just the basic. Okay. Picture lang in the autograph.
So yung 150?
150, yes.
Okay, so how long were you in line to meet HBK?
We were in line for like more than an hour.
Putang
you
na,
were
so,
in line
so?
For
no, wait,
more
okay.
than
oh,
an hour.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
I was in line for...
Siza... She was in line and then I was too excited. I said, babe, I'll come back in like 20 minutes. Mag-iikot lang ako. Kasi like maraming rooms yung WrestleCon nung year na to. Yes.
We've covered that naman.
Yeah, okay.
Past that.
So iniiwan ko lang siya. Tapos after 20 minutes, babalik, alis ulit ako.
Yeah.
And yeah, it took like more than an hour.
So nung, ano na, nandun ka na, ano yung feeling na you're there, HBK has a few seconds or a minute to talk to you?
Oh, less than 10 seconds, actually.
Putang ina.
Bye-bye, 150.
Oo. So, nung nandun na, sabi ko lang, babe, videohan mo ako, ha? Para lang, ano mo yan? Crazy. So, ayan na, when I met him, yung pinapa-autograph ko, sinasign na niya. So, parang ako, okay, I need to tell him everything in a span of 5 seconds.
Hi, I love you, bye.
Rehearse mo ba? In your head?
I try, pero sabi ko lang, the key spots na lang. So, okay. Parang pagdating ko, hello, Sean, the usual. I love you so much. I'm a huge fan. Tapos, yung camera guy, hawak na niya yung phone ko. Okay, sit down. Tapos si Sean, tapos biglang nag-pause si Sean. He's gonna check his phone. So he said, uno momento. It's like I'm not there.
Uh-oh.
So chinek na yung phone. Sabi ko, shit, he's wasting time. Sean is wasting time.
But at least you're
I was
just in the present.
Yeah, I was just looking at him, trying
you're
to
like,
just keep it in.
A few inches away from him.
And then, the guy, kasi na, may gum ako eh.
Yeah.
So the photographer sabi, hey man, you still got gum? Sabi ko, oh yeah, sure. Tapos sabi ko, sasabayan ko yung gum para ma-distract siya. So pagharap ni Sean sa akin, here's your gum. Kinuha ng guy yung gum. Tapos na-confuse na siya kung ano unahin niya. Tapos ako, hello Mr. Shawn Michaels.
Mr. Shawn Michaels.
Mr. Michaels, huge fan. I'm from the Philippines. I'm a wrestler from the Philippines. PWR, of course, pinlog ko konti. And then, ito lang yung time na tinignan niya ako. Nakayoko siya. Yeah, he just caught a small glimpse of me. And then, he carried on. And then, sa picture, of course, he smiled. That's
yes.
the 150. And then, after that, he carried on signing after.
Everyone else.
And then, pagtayo ko na lang, sabi ko na lang, hey, Sean, the Gargano match was awesome. So, parang habang nagsasign siya, I believe so. And that was it.
Oh!
My experience.
Never meet your heroes.
Yeah, true.
Never meet your heroes, brother.
Medyo nalungkot ako dun. Like when you told me that story, nung naglalakad tayo that day, I was like, man, that was a bad way for your 150 to go.
I mean, kasi si Hub, he also had a meet and greet with Sean. So parang
the year before,
nakwento na niya. So parang ako, I'm just gonna get anything out of Sean just for him to talk.
just for a minute
at
of his time.
At least kasi yung ibang story.
Parang nagnanod lang daw siya. So may konting interaction with Sean.
But you know what? It's like at this point. Yeah, he's a little...
I mean, compared to others, like sila Mick Foley, sila Bret Hart, they were very interactive,
engaging.
Engaging.
It's like he has... he might have better things to do. He might actually have better things to do than be there. But the fact that he's there, you're paying so much money.
Yeah. I mean, compared to Kevin Nash.
Yeah, he should give you attention.
I also tried Kevin Nash.
Nagpa-picture ka ba? Kevin Nash.
Okay. Picture lang, $40. Mm. What the heck, man? I also loved him before. So, parang tumabi ako. Tapos siya, he shook my hand. Oh, hello, nice to meet you. Sabi ko, hello, Mr. Nash. Again, the usual spiel. From the Philippines.
PWR
wrestlers. Tapos parang tinignan niya ako. Parang, oh, really? That's nice. Parang nakutan siya. Look at this small guy. He's so cute. He's a wrestler.
He's the guy na nag-wink sa ako.
Oh, kinindatan siya. Kasi ako, parang nababaliw ako. Like, oh, okay, thank you. Tapos, after that, parang papunta ako kay Zach. Tuwang-tuwa ako, like a kid.
Yeah.
Tapos parang titignan ako ni Kevin. Parang, she's so cute. Kinindutan lang si Zach. You guys take care.
But you are cute.
Fluffy.
Sino pang na-meet mo at WrestleCon? I mean, like, we weren't together for a whole whole long while ng WrestleCon. So,
that's about it. Yun lang naman. May time na nakaupo lang, nakatambay lang kami. And katabi ko lang si Joey Ryan eating his candies. Tapos parang in-offer niya ako. Mm. And then sabi ko, no thanks. Tapos,
I don't do sugar.
Oh, andun lang siya. Then I bought a shirt.
Yeah. I know there was a time that you were...
Wait. Pause.
What?
So... You actually got to talk to Joey Ryan.
No, so did I.
Okay, oh, I was gonna say, but you didn't get to get.
I touched a different part of his body, which was his hand.
Yeah. I say we wanted the picture with Joey Ryan
with
Stan
me touching
his penis.
Yes, it was supposed to be D-Day at WrestleCon, but D-Day did not happen because nung nangyari yun, I was trying to get a refund for my Christian meet and greet.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Which at the same time, I'm like, at this point. Where's my refund for my contribution?
I give
to the
back
penis
to you guys.
Company? I know, and it's not your fault. It's the other people processing it. I want my refund, guys.
Yeah, anyway, sure. Basta binili ko na, goods na ako dun.
Goods ka na. Okay,
yeah.
So
I remember this one point at WrestleCon na nakapila ako for Mick Foley. You guys were just watching Trish and Lita.
Na parang may mga creep. Na nakatingin lang. Ako, oo, kasi napanood ko pa sila.
Mm.
Like
invested ka when
yeah,
they were.
Yeah, oo. Pagkumbaga parang nung nakita ko sila na parang, oh my god, sila na ba talaga to?
Bakit? Good or bad?
Good for me. Like, super akong na-starstruck.
Kasi nagandahan ka or parang because of their status as legends?
Yung status nila as legends. But at the same time, parang nasad ako ng konti. Alam mo, ito pala yung realization namin ni Stoff.
Yeah.
Na, if you guys have money, you should really go. Kasi for us, kaming dalawa,
yeah.
Yung hero, yung childhood heroes namin, it's sad to see them old.
Yeah.
Na medyo, I mean, hindi naman sa nangana, pero wrinkly na, iba
past
na
past their prime
nila.
Na.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, parang nung, while walking home, sinasabi ko lagi kay Stoff na, just imagine kung ginawa natin to nung talagang bata pa sila. Tapos sobra pang, mas intense pa yung feeling na about wrestling.
Yeah.
Well, you probably wouldn't be able to get them in the first place kasi nasa WWE pa sila. And to be harder to
And WrestleCon wouldn't have been
harder to meet them,
diba? Totoo naman din yan. But then,
realizations
lang. Just realizations na, ay, sana ginawa natin to matagal na.
For me, yung sadder realization was seeing some of the old-timers that people didn't give a shit about.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, like, for me, tumatak talaga si Teddy Long. I know Hub also mentioned this the year before kasi si Teddy wala rin lumalapit sa kanya. And it was especially, I guess, heart-wrenching for me because just the night before, I'd met him doon sa
at
CR
Access.
Na Access.
Yeah.
Diba? Sa CR. And at Access, syempre, he's treated like a legend there.
Mm-hmm.
So, he has his own signing booth, maraming pumipila, and while they may not necessarily be lining up for him, kasama siya dun sa pila.
Mm-hmm.
Sa WrestleCon, iba eh. Sariling booth lang niya.
Mm-hmm.
And nung nadaanan ko siya, talagang walang dumadaan sa buong row nila.
I was like, well, this took a very sad turn that I did not expect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are things that you'd observe talaga sa WrestleCon, di ba?
May time, nakita ko si Shannon Moore. He was just standing sa
man.
Booth. He was standing sa booth niya.
Oh,
and he was just, he just had a smile on his face waiting for someone to come.
No.
So parang ako, man.
Yun din yung nakakahiya eh. Kasi like, you'd like to look at some of the wrestlers, diba?
Pero,
and then, you don't want to make eye contact.
Yes.
True.
They make eye contact.
True. And it makes it hurts all the more.
True.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let's talk about happier things. because this is really depressing.
Okay.
And it's like,
sorry.
I thought this was gonna be a happy episode.
Yeah, para siyang ano, para siyang papuri sa Diyos, masaya. Tapos may sad act, tapos may coda yung
kasi
masaya.
Kasi alam mo sa totoo lang, you should really, I mean, ako talaga, hindi ako sobrang hardcore wrestling fan. But I really encourage someone, lalo na yung hardcore fans, na to do it. Kasi sobrang mixed emotions yung mararamdaman ko.
This is why I go to Wrestle Kingdom, because it's like, you just see them and it's like, okay, I know you're old. Liger, I know you're gonna retire this year, but I wanna watch it.
Yun pa, isa sa parang turning point dun, kaya kami nag-decide ni Stoff na mag WrestleMania this year. Kasi nga, baka mag-retire na yung mga gusto niyang makita.
Oh, yeah.
So, talagang hinabol na namin.
So, who was that in particular?
Naisip ko sila Triple H. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Laging,
Trips is always in the back of your head for these things.
Trips.
Yeah.
And then, nakabili na kami ng tickets by this time.
Yeah.
Biglang nagka-match sila with Batista, another guy I love.
Yes.
So, parang that might be... That's his last match.
It was
maybe.
His last match.
Oh, it was his last match.
And oh, nga. Yes, tama. Last
nung
match.
Nung nag-play I Walk Alone, the two of us were singing.
Yes.
We were waving the flag.
Yes.
May Philippine flag pa.
Ano yung flag yun?
Kay Stoff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so he brought the flags.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's your Malaysia flag, di ba?
No.
Kasi bagong bilhin
ng
flag.
No, bagong
bilhin ng flag. Nakatuwa siya kasi yung section natin, di ba, there were these Australian guys who were so happy. Ah, the Iconics won! Australian pride. Drew McIntyre comes out, Scottish flag naman sa likod. So, ni Batista na, kami na, puti. Filipino!
Kahit na, and you know what's funny? Kahit hindi niya kami makikita, wave lang kami talaga. Hindi, tataas namin to.
For you, Za, as a casual fan in 2019, ano yung experience like? What is the experience like? Like, how would you describe yung WrestleMania, seeing all these people, being with 82,000 screaming fans? How's that like for you?
Sobra niyang saya. Okay, given na yun.
Yeah.
Pero kung ano talagang gusto niyo pa, aside from the fun part na marinig sa akin, is hirap niya. Why? It's so tiring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pagdating namin doon, wala kaming rest ni Stoff.
Yeah.
So, wrestling day agad. And then, every day, wrestling. So,
yeah.
Yung isa sa mga mistake ko, kung gusto niya ng tip, is kung pupunta kayo for WrestleMania, mag-leave kayo at least a week before or a few days bago mag-wrestling week.
Para may buwelo kayo.
See, I told you guys.
Sorry.
I told them. That's exactly what I said. Come in a few days earlier at the very least. Get your bearings sa New York.
Sorry, hindi kami nakinig. And then, yung sa upuan, sobrang, kasi nasa gitna kami.
Yes.
And syempre, parang lahat ng tao, they don't wanna miss, like, any
moment.
Oh, binayaran mo yun eh.
Mo yun eh. Eh, tapos parang ako, nasa gitna kami, payat ako, I have water with me, and dun sa row namin, walang tumatayo.
At all.
Kasi dikit-dikit yung mga seats. So,
yes.
Pag may mag-restroom break, kailangan lahat sila magtatayo.
Tapos yung sikip, parang Skyjet na airline.
Oo.
Yeah. So, they were very polite. They were very understanding. But then, kakahiya. Diba? Kasi parang, ano ba itong mga to? Hindi mo kayo naiihi?
Ako, I went like 5 times.
Ah,
at wala akong ininom na tubig noon kasi walang ininom
malamig
na tubig.
Malamig. Hindi, malamig lang.
Okay.
5 times. Like,
twice ako nag-CR.
Okay.
So, sobrang yung saya. But I think, aside from yun nga sa wrestling part, sobrang din siyang fulfilling for me. Lalo na if you are with this two. With
super fans.
Yes. The super fans. Alam mo, nag-enjoy ako manood ng wrestling. But mas nag-enjoy ako makita yung facial reaction nila every time. Si Stan, nung lumabas si Shane, hala, nagsayaw siya! He was dancing, you were dancing!
Yeah, yes. I'm Shane McMahon fan.
You know, Stan naman, and this is speaking as long-time friend of Stan, when he gets excited, he really does show it.
Yeah.
And then si Stoff, nung lumabas naman si Cena.
Yeah.
So actually, kami dalawa ni Stan.
I have videos.
If you want videos,
I have videos.
I was gonna say, we freaked out also in the bar for Thugonomics. Na parang,
sobra.
The whole arena was singing his entrance song.
Okay. Sobra. So parang, mas, nag-enjoy ako manood ng wrestling. Pero I think, mas nag-enjoy ako makita na sobrang saya nila. Sobrang priceless ng reactions nila.
Okay, because
hindi mo mabibili yun. Yung $300, that's
$300 plus airfare plus hotel plus everything.
Plus pagod and stress. That's nothing compared to their reaction. Lalo na first off, syempre, he's my boyfriend.
Because I was actually going to say, this is a very good time to transition into the Jowa segment of this episode.
No,
because I know.
We still have a couple stories from Mania because what happened to you guys after Mania was pretty crazy.
Oh, fuck. I forgot that this did happen. So
you may have heard from yung mga dirt sheets and yung news reports coming out of Mania na sobrang gulo paglabas.
Ito, first-hand experience.
Yeah. So their experience was different compared to mine.
Yeah.
We ended 12:30 kasi that's when the main event ended. So we stayed for a bit, diba? Just to see kung may mangyayari.
Yeah. May post-credit scene ba?
Nee, wala. So we just left. And then, naghiwalay tayo dun sa main concourse towards the parking lot. Mm. So, from there, siguro 30 minutes later, I was able to wriggle my way into a train and get out.
Pero kayo.
Yeah, what happened to you guys?
Because, if I remember correctly, you guys were staying in... You guys were staying in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pero nasa Jersey
Mania. Mania is in Jersey. Yeah. What happened to y'alls?
Okay, Stuff's going to tell the story. Pero ako...
And it's another sad story.
Yeah, it's another sad... No, ano, adventure siya. So, ito yung scenario. Our phones are running low.
Okay.
Obviously, kasi we took videos, a lot of videos.
Ubus na yung power bank
namin.
Ubus na yung battery ng phones namin. Wala na si Stan.
We're alone. The two of us.
And then
kasabay namin yung 82,000 na tao pa-uwi.
I forgot na yung exact numbers, pero parang 82,870.
Something like that.
And all these people can barely get home.
Yeah. Kami yung last 70 people.
Oh yeah. We'll get to that.
How you become the last batch of people?
Ito kasi. So, ano, nagtanong kami, pa-uwi ng New York, saan po? And then they said, yeah, take the bus over there. So maybe a 15-minute walk. So naglakad kami sa bus. Ayun, may mga bus.
Huge arena.
Oo.
Yeah.
May mga MetLife huge parking huge space.
Yes.
Oh, lahat ng kotse pa-uwi, traffic. Yeah. Lala, diba?
Carmageddon.
And then, pagdating sa bus, maraming bus naman. Siguro mga 10 or 15. Uh-huh. Ang problema, maang haba ng pila. Alam niyo yung sa
like
park...
Like isaw.
Hindi lang isaw. Alam niyo, parang sa limang football field na magkakatabi, diba?
Yeah.
Parang paikot yung mga tao. Mm. Paikot. Hindi lang paikot. Pa intestine
snake type.
Yeah, snake type pa sila. So like, oh, this is the longest line I've ever seen in my life.
And first then, steak.
Ito, sabi namin, okay, pila tayo. Pagka-pila namin, it's like, tanginang, anong hours na naman tatapos? Hindi ko makita yung ano, yung like, the other
dulo,
guy. Yung dulo ng snake. Hindi ko makita. It's like,
hindi ka rin sigurado kung saan pupunta yung snake.
Oo. So sabi ko, si Stan yata mag-train. Sabi ko, babe, let's just take the train.
So that's our first mistake.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So you took the train,
we were so impatient for that long line.
Mm-hmm.
So Stoff suggested, you know what, let's look for Stan.
Mm. Sabi ko, Stan took the train. So maybe, let's take the train to somewhere and then get a Uber from there.
Kasi may Uber sa New York.
Uh-oh. Yes. So from the bus line, lumipat kami sa train line. That walk was like 20 minutes, 20 to 30.
Okay.
Tapos maghintay ka pa para makapasok sa platform, then maghintay ka para makapasok ng train.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Before that, pagdating namin sa may train, yung pila, mas malala. Parang MRT times 5 or 6.
Kasi nga 82,000.
So, okay, let's go to the back of the line. Naglahad kami ng mga 5 minutes. Okay, this is the back of the line. Tapos tinignan ko, a huge sea of people. Sabi ko, babe, it's not gonna work out.
Umaabon na konti.
Like, slight drizzle.
Oh,
sabi
no.
ko, I don't know. Let's see. Let's check Uber. So, chinek na yung Uber. And nasa magkano siya?
$100.
Mataas pa nga eh. 100 plus.
150.
Parang ganun.
So, from point to point.
Yes. Up to New York. So, parang pinag-isipan namin. Nakapila lang kami.
But we were this close. Super close. Na 1 hour ride. Just to get home, $150. Let's do it.
Mm. Let's do it. Binook namin. Okay, let's go to the Uber line kasi may parang
pick-up points.
Okay. Pagdating namin sa pick-up point, ang haba ng pila. So I was like, ano to? Pag nag-confirm Uber and he's there, we still gotta line up. I was like,
ganun ba yun?
I don't understand. Parang ganun yun.
Sabi ba?
Hindi, parang Grab dito na dun ka lang sa
alright, maybe like point. That. Okay.
Tapos pag nag-confirm, di hintay mo lang.
Oh, whatever.
Pero
kinansel
Uber na,
niya kami.
Kinansel niya kami. Tapos parang na-charge kami ng $10 or something.
Hindi pa. Not yet pa. Kasi parang Yun yung first Uber attempt namin. Mm. Tapos kinancel niya kami. Ang tagal na namin naghihintay doon ah. Kasi padating na daw siya eh. Parang it says there 10 or 15 minutes he's arriving. So we waited for him. And yeah. then all of a sudden, wala. Kinancel niya kami. So parang ano ba to? Ganyan. O sige, mag-book ulit tayo ng another Uber. So pagka-book namin, ang tagal niya. So parang kinancel ko siya. Doon sa pangalawang Uber namin, chinarge siya ko. Hanggang ngayon wala pa rin akong refund. Anyway, so parang ang na-charge siya ito sa $50. And then sabi nga ni Stoff, okay, hindi natin to gagawin. Bumalik tayo ng train.
Okay,
bumalik. Train line.
Balik na naman kami sa train. And then, eto na. Nagbabanta na ang kalangitan ng pag-ulan.
So, you were drenched?
Starting.
Okay.
Starting. And then, yung mga tao sa pila ng train, kumakanta na lang ng random songs.
As in, wrestling songs? We will.
Wala nang wrestling songs eh. Wala nang wrestling songs. They were just singing.
Tapos yung mga sumasakay.
For morality.
Yung mga
sumasakay na. Teka, dumating yung train. Pagdating ng train, it's a huge train. It can hit like 300, 400. Pagdating, yung mga tao, yeah! Parang dumating si Daniel Bryan. And then, sumakay na yung mga tao.
Yung mga tao
sa likod, boo! mga bata pa, boo!
May so, mga sinulat na. Ano? Hindi pa namin ramdam yung pagod na, nag-enjoy pa kami ng content.
May nag-chant pa ba nun ano? We are tired!
Yeah!
Meron pa.
There were people chanting, oo nga!
Ang dami pati kami nung palabas ako.
Uh-uh.
Even sa train, we are tired! Tapos merong one random, Adam
Cole! Maraming sumisigaw out of nowhere, pati yung kay Ric Flair na, woo! Ganyan. So, hindi mo mapapansin yung pagod.
Pero andun yung paranoia na parang nasa zombie apocalypse ka. Kasi may mga guardrails, andun na yung mga tao, may mga security and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nakaka-paranoid. Like,
oo. Tapos yun nga, naririnig mo na nagbabanta na nga yung ulan. And then ako, sorry guys, pero hindi kasi talaga ako sanay mag-commute. So, parang naiiyak na ako na, oh my gosh, if I was just home, I would just call my mom and tell her, pick me up. Yung ganong feels. Seryoso kasi.
Yeah, but I know those feels.
Aside from, we don't know anyone from there.
You don't have, you're in a foreign country with very few friends.
Exactly.
What's this now? Like 2 in the morning na at this point?
Yes. Ano pa lang? 1.
1:30 mga
ganun. 1:30 pa lang. So parang sabi namin ni Stoff, okay, hindi mag-work out tong paghintay sa train.
So, balik tayo sa bus. Kasi medyo mabilis yung pila. Kahit sobrang haba, yun lang tayo. Reliable siya. We walked for 30 minutes naman.
Okay.
So, medyo malayo na kami. So, pagdating doon, nabawasan konti, pero hindi mo pa rin kita yung tao sa dulo.
Mawa time to.
At alam ako na malala, yung pagdating ng bus, bumagal.
Okay.
Kumonti
na sila. So, around 2 a.m., nasa dulo na kami ng linya.
Yeah.
Ito, maulan na to. So, we had plastic bags nilagyan namin sa ulo namin. Yung iba, may ponchos. And then, yung pumila na kami. Yung problema is, akala ko, may 200 people pa sa likod namin.
Mm.
Pagtingin namin, siguro may mga 10 na lang. Like, oh, great! The last survivors!
So, you were literally part of the last batch.
Yes.
Sabi ko nga sa'yo, kung merong 82,770, kami yung pang 20, kami 70.
Ouch.
Yeah, I know.
So, what time na kayo nakasakay ng bus?
Nakasakay kami mga...
Meron pa, eto pa, nakakainis. Wait lang, I have to let this out.
Oh, yeah, no. This is why I wanted this story out. This is therapy for you.
So, ang tagal, wala nang ang bus. And then, of course, there were taxis na nag-offer ng ride home na parang telling us na, oh, $200 or...
Back to New York.
$100 per head.
Like that. Yeah. But then, what's the point? Basa na kami. Malamig. Ayun pa, yung gutom. Feeling gutom. So parang, oh my gosh, hindi na, kaya na to. Ano pa bang mas mahirap dito?
Basa na eh.
Hintay natin, basa na kami. So pagdating namin, may bus na. But then, hinold kami for like another 20 minutes. I don't know why, but they don't want us to board.
I think yung mga shift nila nag-end na, so they had to leave. Tapos parang sinong magma-man ng mga tao.
By the time na kami na yung papasok, hiningan kami ngayon ng ticket.
Hindi kami nakabili ng ticket.
Wala kaming ticket. So ako, oh my gosh, saan kami bibili ng ticket? So sabi naman nila na, okay lang, sige, pwede kang bumili ng ticket sa amin. $14.
Mm.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
And then?
And you know, kung ano yung nakakainis.
Ano?
Wala kaming bariya. We only have $100.
And they couldn't accept it because they don't have change.
Gusto ko nang umiyak.
Ito yung problema. Check ko na yung wallet ko. Eh, matigas na yung kamay ko.
Oh.
As hindi mo masyado magalaw. Tas
hindi na.
Hindi ka na makaramdam.
Ang okay, frozen pero fingers. Frozen na yung kamay ko.
So, change check ko. Yung may mga $1 bills naman. So, parang okay, bahala na.
Alam mo yung pag-bunot mo ng $1, parang dun-dun-dun-dun.
Suspense.
Sobra.
Yeah, we were able to, meron naman for you.
5 lang. Ay, parang
nagkulang
10.
Tayo ng $1.
Nagkulang
ng $1. Kulang ng $1. May isang guy na hindi pinayagan kasi he had issues with kasi may parang order siya ng tickets na hindi pumasok or something.
Okay.
So, problemado siya. So, the good thing is, we don't have a dollar. Blah, blah, blah. So, that guy, lumapit siya. You said you don't have money, naglabas siya ng $5. Sabi namin, we just need one. Oh, okay. Here you go.
Hindi. His exact words were, get what you need.
Oh yeah, oh pala, sorry. Get what you need. Naglabas lang siya ng mga random dollars.
So you got not only did you get yung angel from heaven type arrangement. You got home. You got on the bus and you were able to get back to your hotel at this point?
Yes.
Mga what time na yun?
At about what time?
6.
6 a.m. Holy shit.
So you were
drenched
pa sa basa.
So naligo na and everything natapos. As in, nasa kama na ako ng mga 7 a.m.
May araw na.
At alam mo kung sino pinakauna namin tinawagan ng...
Hindi si Stan.
No, it was
me. Hindi, tulog siya eh.
Ah.
Chicken.
Of all the people in the world, you call...
Gising siya eh.
Gising siya eh. May
pahala. I was gonna say, yeah, of all the people in the world who would be awake at that time.
Hindi naman. It was 6 a.m. sa kanila, so 6 p.m. dito. Gising siya talaga. Like, you know, every other Filipino.
True.
Yeah,
so parang siya na lang yung nag-ease nung...
Nag-comfort.
Brother!
It was weird waking up the next day and getting a message from them. Uy, kauwi lang na. Sakita ko yung timestamp, 6:23 a.m. Sabi ko, tangin na palang 6 a.m. Paano kung nakauwi na 6 a.m.? Then I read yung balita nga na nagkaroon ng transport issues out of MetLife.
Uh-huh.
So we made plans to go to Access the very next day, Monday, 12 p.m.
Few hours ng pagka-uwi namin.
Oh. Sabi ko, hindi, kaya pa to. Matulog lang kayo sandali. Maligo kayo, kumain kayo. Okay na tayo, 12 noon. And then, siguro mga 12:30, Panzer messages na, you know what, we're not gonna make it. We don't feel good.
Tsaka nag-alarm ako eh, ng 10 a.m. Tatlo yun eh. Lagi yung tatlo mag-alarm. Hindi ako nagising.
And we don't I think have rest to begin with.
Yes.
Pagdating namin, dire-diretso yun. So I think yung araw na yun talagang nag-crash.
Tsaka wala tayong kain ng buong main niya eh. Like, may Skyflakes kami. Yun lang kinain namin the whole day.
Yeah, Skyflakes, apples, protein bars, and crepes. Yun lang. And like a slice of pizza.
So parang bumigay lang yung katawan.
Like IF ka talaga, kumbaga.
Na hindi sinasadya,
tapos hindi magpraktisado.
On my part naman, sobrang nalungkot ako because I was looking forward to being with you guys at Access. Like, that was their only session. And I knew how fun it was. And I wanted you guys to experience it. Tapos, but we were looking through the list. Oh, these are the people we might meet. Itong mga wrestlers na to. We're gonna call a match. We're gonna do an entrance. Gusto ko pa na, ano, we would do Gallows and Anderson's entrance. We would do the Undisputed Era.
Yeah.
Well, I did all of that by myself that day. Like, the session was gonna end at 4 p.m. Sakto, alas 4 sila nagpakita.
That's sad.
So they only showed up in time to get the refund and, you know, take a quick trip around the superstore.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But you do, this is like the one story I really want to hear because you got to go to the Bullet Club.
Oh, yes.
Block party, which was the next day?
No, the
Mania day. Morning of Mania. Morning of Mania.
So, nag-tailgate sila basically.
Oh, man!
Tailgate party siya.
Okay, because I thought, in my head, it was like, it was the day after.
No.
Before.
Kaya pagod talaga sila because 9 a.m. pa lang nasa MetLife na sila. I didn't get to MetLife until about 5 p.m. Sila, andun na sila.
Yeah, 7 a.m.
nakapila na kami for the Bullet Club party.
How was that?
It was great meeting them. Mababait sila.
Isa-isa muna kama yan?
Yeah. Una kasi, photo op. So, yung nakuha ko is with photo op and then autograph and then small chit-chat.
So, how much was that?
That was $150 with a tote bag, with a
VIP.
Shirt. And then, yeah. That was a VIP. Ito yung,
so,
ano,
basically, that was the Shawn Michaels experience.
Yes. That was the real experience.
Ay!
Pero, marami nag-VIP compared sa mga nag-gen ad. Siguro, 80% mga nag-VIP kasi...
Because busy.
Sulit, eh.
It's busy.
No, tsaka sulit.
Yeah.
Alam mo, parang sulit talaga siya kasi talagang party talaga siya. Akala ko literal. They just call it block party kasi wala lang. They just
parang college party. May mga naglalasing, may pagkain.
There are barbecues.
Everything. Libre food. You could get food.
But obviously, kasama yung sa binayaran namin.
Unlimited
but then,
siya.
Buffet type.
Buffet type. Unlimited booze and everything.
Tailgate nga talaga.
Yeah, sick. So, and, considering.
Ayun, yung photo op. Ayun na.
Class photo nga. Eh.
Sabihin ko lang, hey guys, too sweet. Upo na. Kasi alam ko nagmamadali sila. Yeah. I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Eh, biglang tinusweet ako ni Jay White. Sabi ko, ayoko si Jay White lang to too sweet ko. Kasi parang, okay, I'm just gonna too sweet them all. Yeah. Okay, Jay White, too sweet sila. Ano? Yeah.
Tama.
Oh, tama. Si Fale, too sweet, too sweet. Tapos yung nasa dulo na, tinu-too sweet ko si, I forgot.
From si Eagles?
Tangalawa yata.
Okay.
Okay. Pagka too sweet ko, biglang kinila ako ni, ano, ni Tama. Man, sit your ass down here. Niyakap na yung waist ko. Sabi ko, ay, Papa Tama. Sit your ass down. I want to take a picture. So then, the picture.
Nice guy. Good guy. Good brother.
After that, yung autograph session sa man.
Robbie was nice. You should.
Oh yeah. Kasi me and Robbie, we parang sa social media, we follow each other.
I was about to say, cause you know.
Oh, so
yun yung nakilala kanya when you.
Too sweet ako.
Yeah, ito yung reaction niya.
Oh, hey, sorry. Nabi reaction. Hey, it's Panza.
Warm.
Oh, tas ang bait niya. Like, okay,
so hindi ka na nagpakilala, nakilala kanya when you came up.
Dapat ko papakilala ako, kaso yun nga, yung too sweet thing, naunahan ako. So parang lahat din yung sweet. So, hey, it's Panza! Gumanan siya.
Alam mo, feeling ko, ewan ko lang talaga, pero sabi ko sa kanya, kinukulit ko siya kasi nga, they were talking. Hindi man like sobrang legit talk, pero like, pag nagme-message, nagre-respond.
Mm-hmm. There's a slight internet relationship between Chris Panzer and
kasi ako may ilig ako mag-ano lang, parang sa story sila, hey man, mm-mm, cool, awesome, too sweet, bro. Siya, isa siya sa few na sumasagot.
And isa siya sa few na talagang avid viewer ng IG story ni Chris Panzer. So,
nagbawas ako ng mga topless shots. Ina-view niya yung stories ko.
Sabi ko sa kanya, alam mo, sa tingin ko, feeling ko, kung may message natin siya na, uy, ano, nandito kami sa New York, ganyan. We might have little
interaction. See, yes. Panzer was also talking to Lacey Lane of NXT.
Ew.
Oh yes.
So that was pretty interesting. I didn't know you guys were in contact.
Yeah.
She was warm also, kasi parang sabi niya kay Stoff na bakit hindi mo sinabi na pupunta ka?
Yeah.
I could have made time.
She wanted to parang hang out a bit
with the Filipino wrestler.
Oh yes.
No surprise. Yeah.
Oh.
And then ano to ah? Like comment page, hindi lang DM.
So nagulat ako doon. It's like, okay. I should have like told her, hey, I'm here. Parang walang makawala, di ba?
And not a lot of people know na Lacey Lane is part Pinay.
Yes, she is half.
Yeah, she's a halfy. So that was pretty cool when I found out.
Bait.
So there, it was fun. Like I would say, na I know there were lots of funny stories. Like I'm not sure we even talked about in Times Square. We took the photo with the World Heavyweight Championship. That was really funny too.
Why did they think you were the champ?
No, it was boys' night out kami because that hero was feeling unwell that day, or that night. So we were at Times Square. Pagkakit namin from the subway, sabi namin, oh, tara, ting spot, let's take a picture.
Yes.
So picture. Then nilabas ko yung belt. Sabi ko, putan dito na rin eh.
Might as well take it out. Dala mo na eh. Dala mo yung
belt. Oh, so I put the belt on my shoulder. Picture, and then I was telling myself, oh, taas may aperture, itong settings, ganyan. So I was telling him, oh, put
took us like 30 minutes.
Dito sa lower third, yung mga grid shit.
Ako naman talaga.
Wait, akala ko Instagram jowa ka.
What?
You're an Instagram jowa.
Wait lang, I have to defend that. Oo, pero iba pag si Stan ang kasama mo.
So mas maarte pa si Stan sa...
Apparently, yes. Nakonfirm kami sa New York trip.
Yeah. Pero I wanted to give that great shot, that moment. So parang ako todo bigay. Okay, game. Upo konti. Yan, sige.
So we're taking pictures, right? And then meron mga guys na tumitingin na sa amin. Dami nang natingin. Meron pa tumatawag, hey champ. Parang gusto niya lapitan ko siya with the belt.
Sabi ko nga dapat pinagkakitaan niyo eh. Di ba sa ano?
Hey, $5 for a photo.
$5 for a photo, brother.
Tsaka sa ano, like napansin ko lang sa New York or ewan ko kung sa buong states, they're really open na parang babatiin ka. Like, hey, WrestleMania or parang...
Yeah, isa pa yun sa fun. Sorry, I have to say this out. Na yung sa papunta kami yung Bullet Club, nasa isang bus kami and then parang 70% ng tao na nakasakay dun sa bus na yun is...
Naka-busy shirt.
Oo, so sobrang saya. Parang siya field trip.
Oh, actually, lahat ng mga public transport to and from the events, parang field trip kasi lahat naka-wrestling shirts. Mm-hmm. And then you'd encounter people na, ano, will just talk to you.
You're friends with everyone.
Mm. Or may iba na yung titrip. Kunwari, magkasama kami palabas ng takeover. Palabas na ng Barclays, nasa public area, nasa street. Adam Cole!
Berber!
Now, sinisigaw ko, talo! There was even a guy na ano na meet ko nung first day of access on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Nakasabay ko siya pauwi sa train. Uh-huh. And he was giving me directions like, oh, dito ka bababa, dito ka pupunta, ganyan, ganyan. And then nung Monday, nakita ko siya sa pila. Magkasama kami to meet sina Peyton Royce and later sina Mandy Rose. So parang, like recognizing each other, may continuity yung story namin. Nakatawa, like interacting with wrestling fans
actually,
in the States.
Oo nga, ako rin napansin ko rin na wala naman ako interaction with the other fans. But then, I noticed na kung sino yung mga nakita ko nung day one, ang laki ng chance na makikita mo ulit sila on these shows naman.
So yeah, yun yung mga little stories na ano, sobrang saya. Sige, have we fleshed out lahat ng stories nyo? Like the crazy wrestling shit from the trip?
I think so.
Yung likod ni Robbie Eagles. Like, na,
anong ginawa mo sa likod ni Robbie Eagles, kasi, punyeta?
Like, yung sa meet and greet, yung like, babatiin mo, like, the usual spiel, parang Philippines, yun nga,
PWRS.
Sila tama, natuwa, oh yeah, I've been to Boracay, ganun.
So, wait, so,
yeah, cool. And then si Robbie, tumayo siya, tapos he gave me the bro hug. Like, hey, mate, how are you? How are you, mate? Tapos pagka pa ako ng likod niya, sabi ko, shit, sobrang defined.
Tapos habang nag-iisip ako, napansin mo.
Na ganun ako, sabi ko, sobrang defined? Parang, paano magkaroon ganyan? Yung pala, parang dumi-detached na siya. So parang, oh shit. Medyo may grip pala ako sa likod kasi kinaka pa ako.
Parang, yung parang, this is too, parang it's not just,
this
hug is going.
On homoerotic.
No. I was gonna say, kasi like, there's the, this hug is going too long, tapos you're digging into his back.
Yes.
Parewag.
Kasi parang may hiwa eh. Parang sobrang grip.
Sa'yo naman grip. Din meron eh.
No, man. Mas sobrang grip sa kanya. Like, ha? Paano? Tapos parang, yun na. Awkward na. So, how are you, man?
I'm never coming to Manila. So, you know, it's like, because like, I'm, at this point, you know, it's like, we can save the Joa stories for another day.
All right.
I want to do that, because that segment deserves justice. You two have been a couple for how long?
Five years.
So, you know,
which is equal ng wrestling career niya.
And the wrestling here.
Yeah, that's I was like, oh nga no. So it's like, we'll tell that story another day because there's like, I thought we could have squeezed it in, but my God, ang dami.
So much went on, man.
Yeah. There's so much. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's just, damn,
sorry
man, you...
din kung putol-putol.
That's fine.
Ngayon na nagre-reminis tayo, bigla din sila nagpa-pop out of nowhere. Kasi kailangan ko share to.
Yeah.
Because like, my only real thing is that now it's like, pare, you groped Robbie Eagles. that's the key takeaway from all of this. Eh, na parang, stuff ah.
I'm glad that the homoerotic undertones stuck with you, Kamos.
Yeah, they always do.
Mm-hmm. Right, so if you want to catch Chris Panzer, and I believe that was also going to be at the PWR show on Sunday, like she always is, they're going to be at Destino. Chris Panzer, of course, taking on Ken Warren for the opportunity to have me in the ring for 5 minutes. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Not you right now, Mr. C.
Yeah.
There's a delineation because
same banana.
You guys are friends right now. You're WrestleMania buddies. This isn't kayfabe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we also got closer then.
Oh, naman. It's an experience. It's a bonding experience. It brings people together, whether you've known each other before or you met someone at Access lang or at the train station.
So it's like moving forward, y'all's have another level of relationships.
I got close to a lot of men that day. That trip.
And you know, this has been fun, and you know, both of you are always welcome in this balay.
Yeah, we'll do this again. We'll try to flesh out Zaz's story as the significant other of a wrestler, Wrestling Joa, in the future. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Chris Panzer and Zaz Sanyo for coming on over and sharing their WrestleMania experiences. I mean, you know, we initially planned to also make it part of the Wrestling Joa series.
I mean,
Obviously, it is
a primer for it.
I guess, yeah. So if you're a listener, you already know Zaz's voice. You're accustomed to how she tells stories, her point of view on wrestling as a whole.
I mean, like, cause I've known her as an audience member for the longest time. You know, when you're head young boy and then you're next to, you're saying hi to the audience. I was like, oh, sup, you're here.
Actually, you see the loved ones. You get to see them. You get to
familiarize yourself. You get to meet
yourselves.
The family. You get to meet the families. But then Sa was one of the first ones that, you know, when you see her in the front row, it's always like, bakit palagi tong naka-panzer shirt tapos palaging front row?
I wonder why.
I wonder why. Tapos biglang, it finally came to me. It's like, oh, must be Stoff's girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
So and, you know, she's, we go back, she's excellent human being. And, you know, it's, this is a must-happen episode. Dahil sa relationship nila tong dalawa.
Yeah, yeah. We really have to revisit this one of these days. Probably a few weeks from now when we can all find time to be in the same space once again.
Because, so, you know, we have the wrestling review for Destino coming up next week.
Yeah, Andre Bigodala.
Confirmed!
Andre Bigodala, a.k.a. Chino Liao, coming back on the podcast. So he's going to review Destino.
Not filling your spot.
No, not filling my spot. Yeah, he's filling his own seat. Quite literally and figuratively.
It's a big seat to fill.
Yes, a very big seat to fill.
And unfortunately, my Warriors are not doing so well. So if by the time you're listening to this and they have won, say hi.
Or if by the time you're listening to this at natalo na sila.
and it's a 3-3, then please don't pull these 3-1 jokes. I've heard them. I have heard them ad nauseum. I am still hearing them. It gets to me, guys.
Let it not be said that the Celtics had a hard time in round one.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
All right, let's close.
Who you got next round?
The Bucks.
Yeah, fuck you.
Oi. Oi.
I know.
See you in the second round if you ever make it there.
We might.
All right, let's close it out with our picks of the week. I'm going to pick the main event of NXT this week, Roderick Strong versus Johnny Gargano.
Saya.
Really good match. Classic Gargano, classic Strong. Tapos magandang wrinkle of the Undisputed Era coming in and Adam Cole accidentally kicking Roddy and then Roddy getting upset. So they're sowing the seeds for tension and for a potential breakup, but I don't think
it's a breakup.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a breakup.
Parang yung first few teases nina Jericho and Owens before the Festival of Friendship. So I don't think they're gonna break up anytime soon.
My pick this week is the main event from SmackDown Live. I actually wanted this to mean a little bit more because Nakamura versus Kofi is a match that should have meant more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If this exact match happened right after Nakamura got called up to the main roster and you put him next to Kofi Kingston, I still think they could have had this match and they could have had a better one even. Because Nakamura's lost a bit of the fire that got him to the table. But overall, you know, very solid match, but incredible moment after with Kevin Owens ripping through and betraying his New Day brethren, even if it was only for a week.
Yeah.
The big O, may that version of him rest in peace.
Let it not be said rin na hindi namin pinansin yung triple threat na AJ, Rey, and Samoa Joe
was so good.
Yeah,
but
before Roddy versus Gargano, that was my pick of the week. So I guess if you could pick one match from every show, Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. Those are your three.
Because Rose's not here. And he has no 205 pick this week.
Yep. There you have it. That brings us to the end of episode number 265 of the SVP 265? Podcast.
265? Malapit na 270.
Malapit na yung 269. Nice.
All
right. Thank you so much for tuning in and for joining us. And if you want to keep supporting the podcast and keep supporting Philippine wrestling, you know what to do. Buy your tickets, buy merch, go to the shows. And for the podcast, subscribe, download, and leave us a 5-star rating.
Oh, wait. Just before, this was like while we were recording, there was a blip that came up. I would like to remind all of you guys who are going to Destino that we will be doing some charity work on the day. So if you feel a little bit generous to our brothers and sisters in the wrestling community, please come prepared to, you know, help out.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Yeah. There will be an opportunity for you to interact with our wrestlers for a small fee. And this fee will go to a fundraiser for someone in need within the wrestling community. So I hope you can consider this. And we hope to see you at the show. So there you go.
There you go.
We'll catch you this Sunday at the Power Max Center Spotlight for PWR Live Destino. We're out of here. On behalf of the indisposed Ro Moran and Raf Gamos, my name is Stancy, and we are out of here.
Paalam.